From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Kerry highlights U.S.-Egypt relations and counter-terror needs. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry highlighted the importance of relations between Egypt and the United States, as well as Egypt's importance in the Middle East, as he met today with Egyptian Foreign Minister Sameh Shoukry.
We have confidence in Egypt, and it's important to be beginning to rebuild elements of our relationship based on this strategic dialogue.
In his opening statement at the talks in Cairo, Kerry said the two sides would discuss the threat posed by the Islamic State group and that Egypt has already paid a high price in fighting extremism. He stressed the need for a counter-terrorism strategy that has the support of religious figures, educators, and citizens who discredit hateful doctrines. Rebels from the Kurdistan Workers' Party carried out a suicide attack today at a military police post in eastern Turkey, killing two soldiers and wounding 24 others. The local governor's office said the attack in Agri province near the Iranian border involved an agricultural vehicle packed with 2 tons of explosives. The bombing is the latest episode of increased violence between the PKK and Turkey, which began a series of airstrikes just over a week ago, targeting the Kurdish rebels inside Turkey and in northern Iraq. The president of Iraq's Kurdistan region issued a statement Saturday urging the two sides to resume a peace process. Masoud Barzani said the PKK should withdraw from the Iraqi Kurdish territory. From Washington, this is VOA News. There has been an audio message reputed to be from Mullah Akhtar Mansour, the new leader of the Taliban. It is intended to reassure Taliban leaders, elders, clerics, and scholars that the jihad will continue until the Islamic system is brought to Afghanistan. He says all decisions will be taken in light of Islamic law. Mansour also emphasized maintaining unity in the Taliban ranks. Harun Mir is an Afghan political analyst.
We still don't have official statements coming out from the Afghan government. We are hopeful that when President Ghani will return to Kabul, he makes statements about this new event and about the future of the peace process.
Mansour replaces Taliban founder Mullah Omar, whose death has been confirmed by the Taliban, although the timing is unclear. The World Health Organization says work is moving ahead on a plan to reform the organization's ability to respond speedily and effectively to international health emergencies. Lisa Schlein reports from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
These reforms have been triggered by worldwide criticism of the World Health Organization's slow response to the Ebola epidemic in West Africa. The WHO's Director General, Margaret Chan, did not declare Ebola an international public health emergency until August 8, 2014. This was more than 4 months after Guinea had declared Ebola a national health emergency. Dr. Chan says WHO will be implementing reforms in 6 main areas.
The development of a unified program for emergency. Internally, within the organization, we are implementing faster, more streamlined internal procedures.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Flooding in Myanmar has now killed at least 27 people and affected more than 150,000, numbers that are both expected to rise as the government, military, and relief organizations work to carry out rescue operations and provide aid. The president went Saturday to Sangang region in northern Myanmar, one of the 4 areas where he has declared a state of emergency. Malaysia's transport minister said today that a wing part found last week on an island in the Indian Ocean has been verified to be from the same type of aircraft that the Malaysian Airlines plane that disappeared last year. U.S. President Barack Obama is set to unveil new regulations Monday aimed at cutting carbon pollution that comes from the nation's power plants. The goal is for plants to reduce their carbon emissions by 32% below 2005 levels by the year 2030. Individual states would be responsible for implementing the plans. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.